Good morning. My guest this morning is Jared Sokran, who is the executive director of Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Sixth Street Playhouse has an incredible season next year, but one aspect of that is the production of Comedy of Errors. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, this is it's the start of the season technically, but it's outdoors at the cannery in the cannery ruins.
Yeah.
So we're the second show in there. Shakespeare in the Cannery, which has been producing there for a number of years, does their first show, which is running now, and then we open August 10th. And run through September 2nd with Comedy of Errors, which is Shakespeare's shortest play.
Really?
And probably, they think, his first play, and also probably his funniest play.
Oh, great. So what's your approach to it?
Just not get in the way and bring out the zaniness of the plot, which is really borderline insanity. It's got not just one set, but two sets of twins. You know, Shakespeare liked twins, but he went crazy with this one. He's got two sets, and it deals a lot with, as you can imagine, mistaken identities. They come together in this town of Ephesus, but they don't know they're in the same town, and it creates kinds of havoc. And when one of the twins is married and the other one is just traveling through, and all kinds of complications occur.
Is it in any period?
We're setting it in 1900.
1900,
which is a great period because it allows you to use things like derbies and top hats, which help with the mistaken identity because people look alike and are dressed alike. Also, it's the advent of electricity. And so the short circuiting of electrical things contributes to the chaos. We think it's a great period to set it in.
Oh, yeah. I noticed, too, that on the press release here, that the cast list is really quite long.
It's a big play, but it's Shakespeare. So, that happens in Shakespeare. It's in a town, and the town's people have a very important role in the play as well because they're witnessing all the chaos that's going on. And so they get to sort of support all of it.
Jared, is this a show that you've done before?
It is. It is. Yeah. I didn't really like the play till I directed it, to be honest. I directed it at first at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Wow.
And directed it at least three times since. So I think this is my fourth.
Oh.
Not including a remount that I'm not counting.
Well, there's a number of ideas that you tried and failed at. Probably.
Exactly. Yes. Trial and error. Yes. You do learn. Yeah. You also learn the things that work really well. And
right.
And you think,
right.
Well, I'm going to do more of that.
Right. Well, this is a good show to do as a first show of a season.
And it's also a very good show for people who either aren't familiar with Shakespeare or if you want to introduce people to Shakespeare, because it's very easy to understand. It is not complicated verse. It's in prose, meaning it's like how we speak. So it's very accessible and easy to understand. And like I say, short and fast and a lot of energy. So
it's how long is it? How long does it play in your production?
The play run without intermission is 90 minutes, but there is a 15 minute intermission. So we allow people to get up and get some refreshments or whatever.
But that's a short. But that's a length that everybody knows, isn't it?
I mean, 90 minutes. 90 minutes is like, we're used to that with film and everything.
Right, the classic length for movies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, a very, very short evening. It starts at 7. We're done by 8:40 or so. So that's early. It's great.
Thanks for coming in. And let's be sure we tell people that this is the opening production of Sixth Street Playhouse, Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, opening in the Cannery Ruins.
And let me mention, it is a Sixth Street Playhouse production, so the box office, if you're interested in getting tickets, go to the website. Go to sixthstreetplayhouse.com.
Right. It is sixthstreetplayhouse.com with the number 6 and 523-4185. Thanks again, Jared.
Great. Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.